I'm sitting here with Ben Hall from England. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Ben Hall. I'm a web developer at a company called Theven Digital. We are an online music store providing music downloads across Europe and North America.
And you have been here at Tech Days to speak about Iron Ruby.
I have indeed.
Interesting new language for us in the .NET world. Could you explain a bit why we have implemented Iron Ruby and why it's interesting to look into?
Yeah, so Ruby's been around for a number of years. It's very passionate within the dynamic languages sector. There's lots of passionate people and are producing some really good, interesting tools and procedures and kind of frameworks around the language. So they've got lots of experience, lots of interesting ways of working. And so when Jim came up with Iron Python, Microsoft also saw it'd be a good idea to do Iron Ruby. And so that's how it was born.
But why Iron Ruby? Couldn't it do? I think it's you can have, if it's over 20 languages that are dynamic, why just Iron Python and Iron Ruby? Do you know that?
So they are the two most popular dynamic languages, or I think they've got the most popular, most involved community around them. And as such, they provide a lot of value to the .NET platform. Yes, there are lots of other languages, but providing the most value to the users, like C# and VB.NET developers, I think Ruby and Python fit nicely into that ecosystem.
Mm. I'm a C# developer, so I like the static type language. But how should you convince me to start using Iron Ruby instead?
So statically typed languages are great. Mm. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm a C# MVP. I love the language, but sometimes it's nice not to have a compiler there telling you how to write your code. With a dynamic language such as Ruby, you can be a lot more flexible. You can kind of write code how you want to write code instead of writing it so that it passes a compiler. As a result, because you're writing it more in an expressive way, it's much more readable and much more flexible, and you can get to the problem you're trying to solve a lot quicker.
Okay, but if I have I have working with C# for several years and I have a large application that I work for and maintain, how should I start doing Iron Ruby then?
So the way I've been looking at it recently, I work on a large website, lots going on, lots of traffic. We've also got large backend systems, and I thought it's a big complex system, all wrote in C#, ASP.NET. But we started to use Iron Ruby around the outskirts, around the edge, and looking at how we can improve our process and how we develop software and taking advantage of the language. So things like build scripts are now done using Ruby and Iron Ruby. They're not core to the application of search. However, we used to use MS Build and define everything in XML, and that used to be very hard to maintain, very hard to change, and quite difficult to read. By switching to Ruby and switching to Iron Ruby, we've got a lot more results, a lot quicker, and it's actually a maintainable script now, which we can work with. And I thought we solved the problem.
Yeah. And then another thing is to start writing tests in the dynamic language, I heard.
Yes.
They are good also.
Yes. So something which I've been doing two main sessions this year. I've done Iron Ruby as a general, and then focusing on how you can use Ruby and Iron Ruby to test C#. Because it's a much more natural language, and because it's a lot more flexible, your tests are more natural. They kind of flow in a more English kind of manner. And as such, they're a lot clearer. And the intent of what you're trying to express in your tests is a lot more valid. You don't have so much noise that you do with a C# test. And as a result, they become a little more flexible and easier to write. And as such, you can also adapt the program to fit better with your testing requirements.
But if we have bought into the dynamic language, why should I choose Iron Ruby instead of Iron Python? And what's the difference?
Ah, that's a good question. It's very similar to VB.NET and C# in many ways.
Okay.
You know, some people like VB.NET. You know, that's their language of choice. And it's the same when it comes to Ruby and Python. Now, I'm sure some Python guys or Ruby guys, the hardcore people, might disagree with me. But it is personal choice. There's lots of advantages to both frameworks or both languages. There's different communities, there's different mindsets about how you actually write the software and how you develop in it. But for me, Ruby fits much more naturally in the way I think about software and how I want to write my code. Mm. And I think that's why I went down the Ruby path. but okay. It is personal choice.
I have tried to learn Iron Python, but I haven't had time to do the Iron Ruby. But when I talk with guys, they say that Iron Ruby is so special, or Ruby is so special, because it could change the language, how you write it more easily than in Iron Python. Could you explain that feature more for me?
Yeah, so because it's a dynamic language, you can change and adapt objects and the world around you to fit with actual requirements which you're trying to solve. So recently I've been doing a lot of work with testing WPF applications using a framework called Cucumber. It's a Ruby framework, wrote without Iron Ruby in mind initially, and as such, you can test, it's designed for testing web applications. But by taking advantage of Ruby, then I can test WPF.
Is it very simple to take the Cucumber source code and run it on Iron Ruby then?
Yeah, completely. Okay. No modifications are required. You just, instead of running it against a Ruby interpreter, you just run it against Iron Ruby. Everything else just works as you'd expect, which is really nice. Wasn't the same at the start in the early 0.1 days, but now we're up at RC4, got released today. So we're getting close, and now everything, Rails, Cucumber, RSpec, all of these frameworks just work out the box.
Please continue with the meta programming.
Yeah, so one of the things we did was to work with the actual WPF application, we had some set objects. We had set C-sharp code, which we needed to test, and the C-sharp WPF libraries, such as windows, buttons, all the stuff you would expect from the C-sharp world. But to make it more readable and make it more fluid for the testing point of view, we could dynamically add additional methods. So we could infer a lot of things. For example, we had one method called on the window called find underscore and then the name of a particular button. Under the covers, that would get dynamically inferred and it would get converted, and you could think of it converted. But it will take the find part of the method which you're trying to call and the name you passed in, and then call, as a result, find by name, and then pass in the name as a result. So small hints, but can really improve the readability. Now, if you look at a framework such as Active Record, which is the Ruby's object relational mapper, then that's taken it to the extreme and got some really good results. You can build up queries dynamically. You can go find by ID and title, for example, and that will dynamically get converted into the appropriate SQL. From the viewpoint of your calling code, all you're doing is expressing yourself in a very natural English way.
The last question. If I want to start looking into Iron Ruby, where should I start?
The best place is on Codeplex. All the source code, the whole implementation is on Codeplex. Just search for Iron Ruby. There's also implementations on GitHub, which is also another great source. But the mailing list and Twitter are the two most active sources to get information. Mm-hmm. If you search on Twitter for Iron Ruby, you'll see lots of guys talking about it, lots of interesting blog posts, and as a result, that's a really good place to start.
Do we have any book published about Iron Ruby?
Yep, there are two really good books published. One is called Iron Ruby Unleashed, and the other is called Iron Ruby in Action. Mm-hmm. Two very good books, both focus and give some really good in-depth details about the language and how you can use it more effectively.
Thank you very much, Ben.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.